Welcome to Floating NFT Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And I'm Noah.
Okay, today I think it's going to be a fun session.
Yeah.
I hope so. Today we're going to do something a little bit different than our usual podcast, I think.
Comparing two teas.
And then normally I just use a teapot to brew tea in the podcast. Today we are going to use, we call it the bowl style, B-O-W-L, in case you don't know what I'm saying.
Bowl and spoon.
And so
breakfast cereal style.
Oh, here you go. Breakfast cereal style. And you can expand it to 10 bowls if you want. Today I think we are going to focus in two bowls and then two different dongdings, and my focus today will be to talk about maybe like texture and structure kind of a thing. But before we start with that, maybe we'll talk a little bit about bowl style, because some people with a lot of tea stuff, I normally assume people know, and then people are like, write to us and ask, what is bowl style? So bowl style is we take out the bowl from the competition set. Or I think in other places, in Taiwan, we use those things to do competition teas. And if you don't know what it is, I think you can just Google it and look at the images. Because I think on our website, we don't even have the image when we sell competition
set. Yeah, we don't
set.
Have the image.
Yeah, we are very bad
people. It's basically like a little tiny, tiny rice bowl.
Yeah, but normally a competition set and it come with a kind of a brewing cup.
Yeah.
And I think in a lot of places, they just use those sets to evaluate tea, kind of to get everything in the same setup, the same teaware, the same amount of tea leaves, etc.
Yeah, usually 3 grams
to judge tea.
5 minutes boiling water.
In Taiwan. But today, but when we buy tea in Taiwan, a lot of times we actually just single out the as Noah says, it's maybe like a rice bowl size, and I would say probably 150 millimeters,
the size
of the bowl. I mean, you don't need to fill the water all the way up.
Yeah.
As long as you have bowls that pretty much the same size and the same shape, similar enough, I think that'll be good enough.
Yeah. You can even use two like glass tumblers, you know, as long as you can put hot water inside and it's like roughly the same shape and the same material.
Yeah. And so just to let you know that. And then how much leaves do you want to put in there? Also your choice. There's actually no guidelines. We try to put 3 to 4 grams of leaves in the bowl. And basically we put hot water over it and then let it brew for a while. How long? There's actually also no guidelines on the time. When the leaves open up, first we take a soup spoon, like porcelain soup spoon, and we go in and dip into the brew tea broth and then try to smell quality and smell, of course, the scent of the tea and stuff. And then if you still have like, since this is a podcast, so there's no image, if you still have questions I didn't cover the bowl style tea brewing, just message us, show us an email, you know, that kind of stuff. Just communicate with us. So today we have two teas. One we call it Dongding Fragrant. One we call it Dongding Traditional. And pretty much I think it would be good to use these two teas as a base to compare the texture, you know, like the texture. And then hopefully we can talk a little bit more on the frame, F-R-A-M-E, or the structure of a liquid with two supposed to be kind of roughly in the same line of teas, but the production it changed with time. And so I think their structure changed quite a lot too. So I just put the tea leaves in the two white bowls and hot water in already. And I just put a soup spoon in and I'm waiting for the leaves to open up just a little bit more. And then I'm going to take out the spoon and smell the leaves. So many instructions. You guys probably noticed that normally my podcasts in tea don't have too much instructions because I actually don't enjoy that part of tea. And now the leaves pretty much open up. And also, you can use this method to look at your tea, like how fast does the tea open up. I think it will have something to do with, of course, they're rolling, right? If it's a roll-up style oolong tea leaves or even green tea, I think it help you to determine how fast you can decant a tea. And so I take out the spoon and I will start with the Dongding fragrance. And then if I have to, you know, talk about the smell, I will just feel like it's a little bit floral and a little bit citrus. Just on the smell itself. And then the second cup Dongding traditional is roasted. A little bit roasted. I don't smell flour anymore. I smell something more related to like roast vegetable, but not like green grass, kind of like green tea kind of a feeling. It's more like cooked, but not steamed vegetable either. It's roast vegetables. And then normally with smell, I encourage people don't just linger on what a tea really smells like. When you smell a tea like this, you can, I think what it smells like can tell you a little bit on the varietal and can tell you a little bit on the tea processing, like how this tea is processed. Like the first one will be lightly oxidized teas. And second one will be not because it just roasted, therefore it have a toasted smell. As I mentioned, it doesn't have a flower smell. Actually, if with a lightly oxidized tea, if you just medium roast it, after you soak it for a while, flower will still show up, by the way. And this one, I don't think the flower will ever show up. Then it tells me as a tea drinker that it got a little bit more oxidized than the first tea, than the first Dongding fragrance.
But beyond that, what else do you smell?
And so, like, second time, then if you want to focus on the first one, if you want to just focus on the smell, just, you know, tune in with the varietal if you can, the processing. Second one, don't just linger there. So take out the soup spoon again. And if you brew your tea, just take out your brew cup and then just keep smelling it, okay? Second one, I want you to capture a feeling of the scent. Is it thick? Is it light? How far is it going into your nostril? And this one, I would say it passed my nostril just a little bit, but it doesn't go into my brain. And you might doubt, like, can the scent go into your brain? Yeah. Well, I'll just say yes, because some scent did go into my brain. And I don't know why this is so funny. And then I will try the second one, Dongding Traditional. The scent is thicker and feels full, not because, I mean, F, sorry, I just say, think about other words. F-U-L-L, not F-O-O-L. It's funny. Sorry. I'm weird. I just crack myself up. Well, like, okay, whatever. Stop. Dongding Traditional. The scent is it feels puffy. I don't think it's because it's a roasted tea. And then, I mean, we can maybe find a more basic roasted tea and maybe compare the scent with Dongding Traditional in the next episode. That'll be a fun thing too. And then when I smell this one, I feel it can bypass my nostril and it can go up a little bit. And if you don't know what this means, just keep doing it, okay? I think tea comes with a lot of practice and experience. It's not just like day one, we are going to feel like the amazing whatever of a tea. The structure of a scent come pretty late to me, actually, because I was more smelling, as a tea drinker, of course, I smell the beautiful scent of a tea, you know, and nowadays I like to smell that too. I think tea has a lot of beautiful smell to offer us. And I think just the scent itself have a lot of intriguing message to tell us if this is going to be a pretty interesting tea or not.
When I smell the two different teas, the fragrance smells like the scent is more centralized.
The fragrance?
More one line.
One line, yes.
And then the traditional feels like the scent starts to, it has more ability to kind of bloom outward.
Yeah,
and create a little bit more of a expansion feeling, even just the scent as you breathe it in.
Yeah, yeah. And so that is that I think will kind of one thing to tell you that the one tea might be a little bit more straightforward and one tea might be a little bit more puffy, you know. And of course, there's a lot of focus on the scent as well. For example, does the scent even smell clean to you?
Mm.
And that's very important to detect a clean tea and a tea that might be a little bit off balance or a little bit dirty. And what does it mean by dirty? Maybe pesticide. Maybe dirty tea will be like in a processing that didn't do some of the process very correct, then if it also will smell a little bit off balance. And we also had a technical problem, and I've been focused on the scent so much. We seriously already soaked this tea for like how long?
Probably 12 or 15 minutes.
12 minutes. And so no problem. No fear. So I'm going to scoop some tea out into my tea drinking cup from the spoon. And first round, the same, you know, if you want, just spend some time with the taste profile. Don't deem fragrant, taste a little bit flowery, but not too much. And a little bit almost like young, really young, brighter fruit to me, you know.
Yes, so it's definitely got that young fruit feeling.
Yeah, young fruit.
And a little juicy.
Yeah, a little bit juicy feeling, but maybe that's focused like first cup specifically on the taste.
Okay.
Like what the tea tastes. And then second cup, I mean, it's your first cup, but second tea, Dongding traditional. Just analyze what it tastes like. It tastes like a mixture of toasted grains plus vegetable, but not greasy, kind of a vegetable. Almost more like a roasted zucchini feeling.
I'm getting more of also mature fruit.
Mature fruit.
Mm.
Yeah, like fruit that is that
like a darker tone of fruit. Like
that's
a smell
right.
Like a stone fruit rather than like a pineapple.
That's right, that's right. Okay, and then we'll just do it like this on the first round. And then if you already drink the tea a few times and then your cup is like half full, and then you can actually get some more boiling hot water and then pour some hot water to the tea bowls. And this is a great way, I have to say, to get to know a tea, like how long a tea can stand up to brewing, and how long a tea also can be brewed. The length of a tea can be brewed.
I'm actually really impressed with the fragrant Dongding. Is it after 12 minutes in the bowl?
It's not bitter.
No.
Yeah, and it's
and it maintains a little bit, what it's trying to do.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Okay, and then so this second cup, maybe focus on, if you still feel very confused with what I say on the structure, maybe let's just focus on how much weight a tea has. Okay, so let's do, and just a small sip, you'll be able to feel the weight of this tea. Weight is weight. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't have confidence in my English.
It is just talk, man.
Okay, just talk. Sorry. So, Dongding fragrant, weight, medium body. You don't need to analyze anything. Just see if it's heavy, if it's light, and if it's medium. And you can decide that yourself. You know, if you said light, medium, also correct me. You know, and then so let's do the Dongding traditional. Medium towards heavy, just like your first impression, whatever the liquid weight is hitting you, just okay, and then that's it. Okay, so it's actually, you see, not that difficult. And then the next one, maybe let's focus a little bit on where do you think it's spraying on the top of the weight. So Dongding fragrant, light, medium body, whatever you associate this with. Feel like where is covering your tongue, for example. Then you can see the the shape of a tea, a liquid, a little bit better this way. And then slowly, then the, what I say by the structure, then it will start to form. You will have a better view on the shape of the liquid. So a second one, let's see. It still feels light, kind of cold, almost have the, kind of want to cool the whole tongue, even though the liquid basically flow through the tongue. But it's trying to leave the impression that it actually have the capacity to cover the tongue 100%, but not really.
Mm.
Like it's making some efforts.
Mm.
Okay. And still feels kind of light towards medium. And I see the Dongding traditional on how much it is covering the tongue. No effort. Boom. 100%.
And beyond the tongue, to the and cheeks.
And beyond, into the cheeks. Okay. So they just focus in the mouth right now. The tongue and the, like, basically inside of your mouth. You probably can feel the roof also, the rooftop of your mouth with this tea. And then the third cup.
And quickly, it happens pretty quickly.
It happens
quickly. So
sometimes you also, it's a very good mentioning, it also observe the speed.
So what we're talking about right now is kind of the Jin Dao. What would you call Jin Dao?
Jin Dao is like almost like a energy strength.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, in Tai Chi will be the energy strength.
Watching the power of the tea, like watching how much vigor the tea has.
Yes.
Right? So the fragrant, it does have some vigor, but it doesn't happen as quickly and it doesn't spread as big as the traditional, which has a more vigorous tea.
Mm-hmm.
The traditional is a more vigorous tea.
Yeah. And but today we are not trying to tell you that the more vigorous tea is better.
No, it's a characteristic
of
the tea.
So maybe I think we should write it down then that in the next few sections they still focus on this subject and then actually have I'm using my hand now, quote, less vigorous tea, and yet the expansion is far and beyond.
Mm.
And we can do this kind of comparison too. Overall, I am more interested in the more complex teas.
Mm.
That's what I'm looking for in a tea overall. And then we can talk. I mean, this subject is so big to me, you know, then what is complexity? And so, I think it's a good subject to maybe in the next few sessions, let's focus in the mouth for a long time.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. And not for a long time, for many sessions, yeah. Maybe like three sessions and compare different style of teas like this. And I think because sometimes, as I said, when I talk about tea, I forget what people know and what people don't know. And I'll just go into the body and start to talk about my physical sensation. And while at the same time, I am so big on the mouth texture subject, but you probably noticed in my past few tea episodes that I don't talk too much on that because I think I am easily get too excited with excellent tea and then the physical presentation is just so beautiful to me that I focus too much on that and I forget to start from the beginning, like the foundation. And maybe also in the next episodes, then we'll, the same thing that what we are doing today, focus on the nose and focus inside the mouth, just these two for a pure full-on episode, for three episodes in a row. And then later, we can maybe go beyond that. Mm. Maybe episode, we can talk about throat sensation and just on the shape of the throat sensation, for example. I think they'll be very good
and awesome.
Very nerdy. And so this next cup, I'm going to fill in a bit more hot water since we take some tea out and drank it already. And you see, when a good enough tea, I'm not trying to tell you that these two teas are like blowing my mind and exceptional and stuff. They are good enough teas to me that I carry in the shop that they have been soaked for 20 minutes so far and it's still okay. I can look at you in the eyes and in your face that yes, I can drink the tea.
Mm.
Rather than, oh God, let me walk to the sink because it's so unbearable in the mouth. And then this next cup, let's focus on more of the shape. Like already first cup, we identify, first trying, we identify the weight. Light, medium body, medium towards heavy, heavy, very heavy, extremely light.
Sometimes, you know, I'll have a whole session with someone and we'll just talk about that the whole time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then second infusion or second cup, if you want to call it that way, you can focus on where is it trying to go on the, just on the tongue or inside of the mouth. Third cup, let's focus more on the shape. Is it like flat? Is it try to, does it try to puff a little bit? Then you can see the shape with even a better, I call it dimension. So we don't look at teeth flatly.
Two-dimensional.
Two-dimensional.
So we look in the third dimension.
Actually, or a better teeth will have more dimension. Mm. Okay, so the third cup, let's start with the Dongding fragrant and see what kind of dimension this teeth has. 2.5. Because if I look at it, how do you call this?
Horizontally.
Horizontally, because if you look at the structure of the tongue and then how the liquid hits the tongue, it's almost horizontally. So I would look at it flatly, and there's a smoothness in there, and it's pretty thin, you know, and it tried to puff up just a little bit, but not too much. So overall, it's a very delicate tea, I would say. You know, soft and delicate tea. And then let's look at...
and straightforward, to be honest, it's a straightforward tea.
Yes, and then Dongding traditional. Let's see. So if I have to look at this liquid horizontally, it doesn't want to stay just horizontal. It stands up. The liquid actually stands up in my mouth. What does this mean? It's trippy, huh?
It starts to puff. It makes the mouth feel like there's a puffing sensation.
Yeah, so yeah. Noah is more calm and more normal. He doesn't talk about that a liquid try to stand up inside of your mouth, that kind of stuff. Almost like not like a tsunami. Because it doesn't have that tsunami curve. It's actually full and puffy.
Mm.
Yeah. If I ever find a tsunami tea in my mouth, I will let you know. That's funny. So anyway, sorry. I get distracted quite a lot because tea is so much fun to me. So yeah, like, as you said, Dongding traditional doesn't stay horizontally. It hit and it puff up. Or I don't think it even puff up. It just hold a ball, almost like a ball shape to me. And it reached, as I say, I can let tea can reach to the rooftop of the mouth, and then underneath the tongue it feels a little bit more as well. And then the Dongding fragrance stay very nicely
on the tongue.
Yeah, and seriously, look at this, it's so much fun.
It's a very soft and pretty tea.
Yes,
but the traditional is, although it's not as pretty, it does have
more to look at.
Yeah.
And it depends on, I'm not trying to convince you which one you should be liking.
Yeah, it depends on who you are as a tea drinker.
I have customers just like Dongding Fragrant, and he's such a wonderful, delightful customer to me. And after he drank my tea for a few years, I give him a sample of Dongding Traditional, and I say, brew this at home and see what you think. I think you might like it. And he come back, and he said, no, I don't like it. I said, perfect. And he's so happy with his Dongding fragrant tea. I have another customer drink, also Dongding fragrant. And one day I said, hey, you want to try a different tea? Dongding traditional. See if you like it. I like this kind of tea a little bit better. He went home, tried it, come back, said, wow, that is a good tea. And from that on, he had been drinking Dongding traditional.
But it totally depends on where you're going, and you know, like,
yeah.
Dongding traditional is a little bit uglier of a tea.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
actually
got rough edges, but
yeah,
it's
not pretty at all.
It's pretty powerful.
Yeah,
you know? It's pretty powerful, and it has a lot more ability to expand, which is interesting. It's not necessarily pretty, but it's interesting. And the fragrant is pretty. It's just a little bit more straightforward.
And then next one, let's look at the liquid the liquid spread just a little bit, and I'm not going to focus on the throat. But when you start to move the liquid, which means you start to swallow the liquid, you can, some tea will still stay in the mouth, and some tea will start to leave an impression that the length of the liquid moving is longer somehow. Mm. And so let's do it this way, because I think it's also part of the mouth structure, tea broth liquid structure, subject to me. So Dongding fragrant, swallow it, feel it just a little bit lightly moving towards my throat, but actually not too much. And still holds up whatever its softness, its puffiness, its presence. Actually, it just stay like this.
It's been there really for like 30 minutes now.
30 minutes right now into the recording. And let's look at the Dongding traditional. And Dongding traditional's broth have a bigger presence on itself already. And it have also the presence of bypassing the throat, almost like leading you and waving at you, say, come with me. Mm. Rather than you swallow the tea, it say, I will swallow it myself. I will move it myself, and you follow me and watch me moving.
Mm. That's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. And
also in the aftertaste, it has a little bit more of a mineral. Start to have that mineral.
Yeah.
Not soapy, but that kind of bubbly feeling.
Sure. And I think that there will be one episode, maybe I should all write this down, and if I actually don't like to keep notes, so if you guys can remind me, I want to focus a few episodes on just the mouth texture and on the scent. Mm. And then as I said before, one episode or two we focus on throat sensation, and then a few episodes we come back to the mouth again and then focus on salivation.
Okay, yeah, that sounds
and
good.
And then we start to, after I think like maybe the head area is prepared and the neck area is prepared with tea, that we can start to move onto the shoulder and the body.
Mm.
Rather than just keep talking about the body.
Because
I think seriously, without foundation, it can become a really floaty thing in tea and a little bit more off balance.
Well, I just wanted to say, I noticed in the last few episodes that they were super fun for us to record, and I hope that you guys are enjoying them. But I had that feeling that we're getting a little bit maybe ahead of ourselves. There's so much to see in the mouth. There's so much to see about a tea in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can always come back to that if you're getting lost,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I had that same kind of trajectory for a while. I was like, because you were so excited about the body stuff, I would mm-hmm. like really try to feel what's happening beyond the mouth
mm-hmm.
before I really had a strong foundation of what's happening in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And even this, sitting down with you, hearing how you talk about this right now, I've been drinking tea with you every day for like 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm still learning stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's so much to
learn. There's so much to learn
about a tea
in
here.
The mouth, actually.
That's and the first then, place the tea hits you.
Yeah. So you
and
said
the nose and the mouth.
And the nose and the mouth. So use that as a. I seriously encourage you guys to do that. And I teach you in America, so I break it down a little bit. Like first cup, maybe do this. Second cup, maybe do this. You don't need to do it if you don't want to. But seriously, focus in the mouth for a while, or the scent. I think it's going to build a lot of foundation for you and for you to become more sensitive to notice a lot of things about a tea. And then after that, there will be so much fun.
So much more, yeah. There's so much more. There's so much more that we don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I hope you guys feel this is helpful, and I'm so excited for the next couple of episodes, because I'll be thinking that then what two teas to prepare then for you guys. So this has been fun, and thank you for supporting this. And also maybe when you guys listen to this, probably worthy bypass Las Vegas. So
yeah.
We are going to see some people in Las Vegas. If you are in the Los Angeles area, we'll be in Squirrel, Squirl, in East Hollywood area for an evening Wednesday. So it will be 19th, I believe.
Yeah, Wednesday the 19th.
19th, 7 p.m. We'll be teaching a tea class there. And please call them to get tickets. I'm actually not sure if the class is full or not, but doesn't harm to try. We'd like to see you. And then afterwards, we'll be in San Diego for two classes on a Saturday. I think it's 20.
San Diego 22nd.
Okay.
Yes.
22nd. Mm. And so that one.
Saturday,
they actually have a.
Eventbrite.
You can maybe search their website, Coffee and Tea Collectives in San Diego.
Or actually just search our, go to our site, go to our homepage.
Yeah.
The ticket is listed.
And I'm not sure if it's full or not, but try if you want to see us or contact us when we, if we have some free time, we would like to see you maybe off the site. But first of all, on the site so I can have some time to play. And if you live in all those areas, around those areas, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and San Diego, please show us an email of where we can go eat.
Mm.
I love eating good food. So please just, I'll really appreciate that to give us some pinpoints of where to eat. So rather than me have to search on internet or like Yelp and that kind of stuff, rather than from you, because when we were in Boston, people give us like a list of beautiful places to eat.
Yeah, we ate so much good food there.
And they were delicious. They were wonderful. So that's it. I'll leave it an advertisement and keep trying, keep have fun with your tea and keep connecting with us. Happy tea drinking. We'll see you on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.